like position for himself as Democratic Senator Williams and wouldn't give a damn about how his fellow senators felt or its state or anything of the sort, but they didn't make a big pitch on that basis. I said I hope I'm wrong and I may be overly sensitive on it, but that's what worries me about that Senate.
What'd he say?
Well, he said that he doubted that it didn't work out that way, but he said he admitted the possibility of it. He kept reiterating that he thought the young man's potential was vastly overestimated because he didn't think, he just thought that his temperament was such that he was pretty well bound to stub his toe because he just got so many people mad at him.
Say anything about the letter of the law?
No more, except as implied in his startled reaction to my request about whether we could work anything out on that stuff he handed over. He said, absolutely not. He does feel, and it's a pretty good way to feel about it, up to a point, you know, that thing you do is to move right down the center.
Oh, I understand that. I feel that way.
I do, too.
But, except.
Yeah. And
I guess you've seen Carol stumble down the steps a time, too, and you didn't call the police.
Well, too, all these things, from a lawyer's point of view, all these things depend on whether you're going to interpret them one way or the other way. I can take practically any of these things.
That's right. He pointed that out today when he said you got to have a lot of trial experience because you got to determine whether you really go in or don't go in.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the law, it just is. None of these things.
I asked Eddie to come down this weekend.
Yep.
I thought I'd talk to him a little bit. I'm rather thinking of asking Don and Tom Watson and maybe Frank Stanton as potentials for health and commerce and justice and treasury.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of feel it out. And I imagine most of them will turn you down and say no. But I thought I might just assemble them here Saturday and let them go back with me Sunday and make them run.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that Stanton would leave a mighty good impression either at Commerce or HEW, wouldn't you? Or do you know him?
Yes, I know him. I have great admiration for him. I think he's a terrific fellow.
He's just as imaginative and as able and sharp as anybody I know.
Yep.
His PhD in education and very interested in that field and very socially conscious.
Uh-huh.
Yet he has a symbol of being a business executive.
Yeah.
And on that business advisory committee and one of the leaders in CED, Committee on Economic Development. And I think Tom Watson looks the part, and I think IBM's got the symbol. And
yeah.
I don't think he'd do it, but I think we could make it decorated a little bit, make the administration look good if he did.
Mm-hmm.
I think Don would be good in either Treasury or
I do too.
Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we find it difficult with you, and difficult with Clark, and difficult with Abe, and I don't know of anybody that I think would meet our standards more than he would.
More than who?
Than Don.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, he's not a letter of the man.
I think he'd be good in either post, I really do. I'd feel a little more comfortable about Stanton in HEW than in Commerce.
Well, I think it's probably right.
Because of the broadcasting thing again.
Well, now, what's that got to do with it?
Well, except that got this television network in always out soliciting business, and I just think it'd look better if there were HEW. And also, I think that that's where he's needed. They do a wonderful job there. Really suited for it. I'm worried a little bit about commerce. That's a matter of feeling.
Okay.
Sir, thank you.
You be sure not to forget to read the page 5 of Don Bonavides' story.
Take care.
Bye.